currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi there, I'm Erica Sanford and this is Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. There are high hopes for growth in the Totem Lake Urban Center. Despite the expansion of Evergreen Hospital and other significant public investments, including a new regional transportation center in the heart of Totem Lake, redevelopment has been slow to follow. A symposium was held on September 16th to see what steps needed to be taken to revitalize Totem Lake. Mayor Joan McBride and Councilperson Amy Wallen invited property owners and businesses in the area, along with regional experts in finance, development, design, and engineering, to join members of the City Council in this effort.
Well, the Totem Lake Symposium is something that I've been excited about for a long time, and this council was very supportive of the idea because we have to revision Totem Lake. Totem Lake is our economic center, and soon it will be our geographic center, and it's time to give it the attention and focus that it deserves. Well, my hopes were to bring together a number of experts and to get an action plan, a plan of steps that we could take short-term, long-term, and mid-term to revitalize the Totem Lake Business Center. And what we found was that business owners, developers, property owners, bankers, people were really interested in this. And we had a full house. We actually had to, you know, say, we don't have any more room. We'll contact you with some of the other information, you know, afterwards, because it turned out to be something that people wanted to talk about.
I was hoping to find that staff and the council people that were here were willing to really engage this.
Well, quite frankly, I didn't have very high expectations.
Well, my expectations, I believe, are really what happened today, and that is we get the really great business minds and political minds and all of the city council and staff together in one room to really talk about what are the issues, what are the barriers, what are the possibilities, and it seems to me that there are many more possibilities than barriers.
Well beyond my expectation. There was a lot of good themes that came out of the seminar, including ways to streamline the development process as well as how the city responds to requests, which I think is very important.
What was helpful for me was to know that none of the people here stood alone in their expectations or their understanding of the problems. Many of the comments were, I wouldn't say redundant, because the passion accelerated with each repeat. And there were many issues that I didn't realize ran so deep.
Well, I think what I learned is that we really need a vision. We really need to know what we're going to build. I always believe if we build it, they will come. I think we don't really have a real concrete vision for Totem Lake. And if we could create that vision, then I think that we could make it happen.
The next step certainly is to continue the communications that were started here this morning. The city will be reporting out and organizing the comments that were made. And I think, they need to keep this energy and excitement that surrounded this event going.
I think the next step is the citizens of Kirkland at large need to really decide what they want to see here and what compromises they're willing to make.
I think the next steps are just that, creating the vision, getting the people, getting the feedback. I think that it sounds like the mayor and the city council and the staff are ready to go. They want a vision, they want to develop it, and so how is that all going to be put together? So I think the vision comes first, and then I think the pieces will fall in place.
We will also be talking with our neighborhoods, we'll be talking with the Planning Commission, the City Council will be having conversations, there'll be conversations with staff. This is the very first step in a process. So we're very excited, but we're under no illusion that we can fix everything or address all of the great ideas in 1 year. But we believe we can analyze them and we can vet them and we can prioritize and that we can begin to talk with the community about these new directions and new possibilities for a sustainable urban center in Totem Lake.
On September 21st, 2010, the Kirkland City Council held a public hearing on the 2011-2012 budget and the 2011 through 2016 capital improvement program. Preliminary estimates for the 2011-2012 budget point to a $6 to $7 million gap between available revenues and estimated expenditures. Despite the budget reductions made in the last budget cycle, the economic conditions have not improved enough to continue providing services at today's levels. As staff prepares a budget recommendation for City Council's consideration, the City Manager has instructed each department to make further general fund reductions equal to 5%. The preliminary budget will be submitted to the City Council on October 21st and will be available to the public as well. The public hearing on the preliminary budget will be held November 16th. To stay informed and give comment on the 2011-2012 budget, email the Finance and Administration Department at 11-12budget@ci.kirkland.wa.us. View preliminary and final budget documents online at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/budget. You can also subscribe to receive budget and or City Council agenda updates at the website below. Kirkland's Karen Story is the recipient of the 2010 Washington Community Forestry Council's Urban Forestry Stewardship Award. Ms. Story was presented the award at the September 21st City Council meeting. Congratulations, Karen. Continuing on with City Council meeting highlights, the Council adopted ordinances reaffirming their approval of the comprehensive plan and zoning amendments previously adopted in December 2008, thus allowing the proposed development of Park Place to continue. The Design Review Board will continue its process and hope to be complete in November 2010. Utility rates for the years of 2011 and 2012 were set at the September 21st Council meeting. The rate increases are either a pass-through on charges from Cascade Water Association and King County Water Treatment Division, or to meet depreciation targets. To get details about the City Council meeting, visit the City's website, select Watch On Demand Programming from the left side of the front page, and then select the council meeting you would like to see. Use the jump to points to directly get to those segments of interest. Denny, that is, the name of a park in Kirkland's Finn Hill Annexation area. The Denny Creek Neighborhood Alliance held their annual Denny Fest on Sunday, September 19th, in celebration of neighbors and the environment.
This is our annual picnic, and we're happy to see all these people coming out, especially with a little sun. And our organization is Denny Creek Neighborhood Alliance. We've been really focused on this park for a long time. And in fact, it was the citizens here that formed the Finn Hill Park District, which is now taking care of the park, when the city and the county didn't have the funds to do that. And then now we're being annexed into Kirkland. So we really want to get more members, more people involved, and plug into Kirkland and understand, you know, how we can be part of the community of Kirkland.
It was a fun-filled afternoon with live music, baby, won't you please come on? Food contests,
lots of cumin, lots of chili powder, lots of oregano,
and dog show, and contest. For information about the Denny Creek Neighborhood Alliance, you can visit their website at www.dennycreek.org. The Washington State Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service will be held October 10th at 1 p.m. in the Rotunda at the State Capitol. This service will honor the lives of Chief Chet Bauermeister, Franklin County Fire District 4, Firefighter Terrence Goldberg, Kirkland Fire Department, and Battalion Chief David Jacobs, Seattle Fire Department. Volunteers are needed, and the city is calling on the community. Neighborhoods, schools, faith-based organizations, and businesses are needed to help restore Everest Creek and Everest Park by removing invasive plants. Come out on Saturday, October 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon. Dress for the weather and bring work gloves. Tools and light refreshments will be provided. The park is located at 500 8th Street. For information, call 425-587-3800 or use the email on your screen. Share what you can. September 25th through October 23rd is Eastside Month of Concern for the Hungry, and the emphasis is to fill food bank shelves with non-perishable food items. Donation centers include local grocery stores, public buildings, and fire stations. Specific donation sites and suggested donations are posted to www.eastsideforum.org/food drive. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.